If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is.
Singing there.
So thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love singing.
Oh, everyone wrote in to tell me, it's open house, Vin. That's where
just
she
wander
went.
Around, chit chat with everybody.
I love Vinny's description of open house at his daughter's school.
We're yapping. You smell paste.
Yeah, just you know, there's no real thing happening there. Mm. Is my point.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing here?
Mm.
You don't have stuff to do, Mom and Dad over there. You're not busy?
I have something to do.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Yeah.
So did I. Well, either way, whatever it is. I mean, geesh.
Yeah.
Open house.
A lot of times they'll do that. Like our organization in Southern Marin was Kiddo. Maybe it was just the TAM district. I don't know.
Good morning, kiddo.
And they, you know, they'd fundraise for like your music program, your art program, that kind of stuff. And usually, you know, you probably have something similar to that. It's just like a, you know, something that all the parents contribute to so that the kids can have art and music or whatever needs to be sustained. And so once you go the first time and you watch the whole pitch from them, like, hey, give us more money. We want all your money. I'm like, okay, I get it. And I'm not going to sit through the 40-minute long thing where everybody gets up there and it would always do that.
Scratch out a check and be on my way.
I'm just not going to, you know, whatever. Yes, it's worth it. Whatever you want from me, it's worth it for me to not have to come to this thing. I'll do it. What do you want? Just write, here it is. You and your checks. You know what? I saved all my checks just so I'd have a check to write. They'd have to endorse it and go to the bank and deposit it. There! I made it harder for you!
I still write checks, everyone. Mm-hmm. I'm the worst person in the world.
You are. Everyone goes, oh, this guy and his checks.
I don't write them at the store.
Mm.
I'm not at storefronts doing that.
Mm.
But I pay some bills with check, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I would certainly make my donation via check.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Tell me about some celebrities, would you?
Well, let's start with our sponsor this morning is Creative Energy. As much as I know, we need every drop of the rain. If the rain could cool it for a bit, we had some concrete work scheduled for today. That's not going to be able to happen because there's some rain. Of course we did. I need a nice solid place for my brand new hot tub to exist. This moment brought to you by Creative Energy. We're just days away from this. I can't wait. It's like the longer it takes, the more I'm just jonesing for it so hard. My brand new hot tub from Creative Energy. You can create your own personal paradise too. Visit a Creative Energy store. Go to creativeenergy.com. My location's in San Rafael, but there are several throughout the Bay Area, so check it out. Might be hot tub time. You know, I'm just saying. Tubby time.
Tubby time.
You sitting in the hot tub at all this weekend? Did your wife try to like sweat out whatever she's got going on in the hot tub? That's a nice thing to do.
She sweated it out in the bedroom.
Oh, my God. So fun.
And no, I did not have time for the hot tub. The girls went in.
Mm.
My daughters did. But I didn't join them.
After inline rollerblading?
Yeah. Nice. Edie's getting better. She can make it. There was a point, you know, I know that there are a lot of parents out there thinking to themselves right now, how could I do more for my children?
Mm.
What more could I do to make their life more easy?
Mm.
And I'm actually looking for ways to do less.
Yeah.
But it's not only because I don't want to do more. It's also because I want them to have some ability to manage themselves.
Sure. Keep themselves entertained.
Right. And so there was a point where she said, I'm going to do this loop around the park by myself.
Oh, the little one or the bigger
one? The little one.
Oh.
You know, the big one's fine. She's all over the place. And I said, great. I'll be watching. Go. And she did it. Mm. And then she did it again. And I was like, that is what I wanted to see. That made all of this worth it, is her struggling her way by herself around the park and pulling it without just pulling the skates off and going, I hate this. You know?
Yes.
So it was cool.
You got her there. That's fun.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, she'll be able to do with her sister, and they'll be able to have races. And
accomplishing things by yourself is very important, in my opinion.
It's great. Don't you guys have a track that you run at near you? Or was that back at the... Oh, you do.
Because
those are always great, like really good surfaces for any of that stuff, learning to ride a bike or learning, you know, getting on your roller skates or roller blades, whatever. But
fun.
It's... Yeah. And I remember you saying, I think you're... Your wife used to run at like your local high school track or something.
That's the track I'm talking about. Right. It's still there. She still runs at it.
Yeah.
They couldn't roller skate there, but
they can
bike there.
Oh, okay.
But the track is like sand, like.
Oh, I was thinking it was that, you know,
that rubber.
The ones with the lanes stamped in them and that kind of thing. Yeah, I guess they can't do it on the sandy surface.
No, but we worked it out. It was
fun. That
comes
up the works.
Girls are killing it on the roller blades.
Sweat. You got to get them those Barbie outfits.
You know what's funny is my older daughter goes, my skates are too small. I go, you should call your Nona. And she goes, okay.
Oh.
And then an hour later, my daughter comes out and goes, they're on their way.
Wow. that was easy.
Yeah, Nona.
Mm.
Well, I mean, Nona's,
that's good.
You know, that's what Nonas are for.
Yes, it is. And that's like a fully sanctioned gift, too.
Well,
like, well, Dad said...
All
My dad
summer,
said I should ask you about it.
She's going to be riding those, so I'm happy for it.
Remember when your
mom would
buy you clothes, or not clothes necessarily, but that too, I suppose, but shoes that were like at least a size too big for you, and she'd stick Kleenex in the toe because she knew by the end of the summer they were going to be too small. So you'd grow by the end of the summer, you could pull out whatever tissue. And
I never did the tissue in the front of the shoe, but yes, parents with their... You'll grow into them.
Yeah, and you will.
Luckily, I wasn't the middle or the youngest, so I didn't have all that, the avalanche of hand-me-downs.
Oh, my God. I'm with you. Well, being the oldest kid, there are some perks, and one of the big ones is you get your stuff for first.
Right.
And by the time it gets to your sister, she's like, this is like 4 years out of date. Nobody even wears this anymore.
There's already holes.
That's what's great about boys. They do not care. You can put them in girls' clothes. They're just like, yeah, whatever. Just put it on me. I got to get out of here. Come on. I'm raring to go. Fashion. Nope.
That's not girls.
I know.
I mean, not all. Look, I do think there are people that will tell you I was born and I was a tomboy, or a girl that would say I wasn't attracted. Both my daughters naturally are girly girls. They don't even have a girly girl mom.
Right.
And they're naturally into pinks and stuffies and
outfit changes.
And outfit changes.
And like, I got to make sure I have on something that I like when I leave the house. Even when it's the goofy stuff, like wearing the princess dress that they all have now. That thing, it's so ratty. Like, they've clearly barfed on it. They've slept in it. It's been stepped on. It's all ragged on the bottoms. And it's just like, I'm sorry, but I am a princess when I'm in this dress.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. It was actually, all my girlfriends had girls. And it was just so, it was funny, but it was also just like, just tell them they have to go now. My boys are going to blow up. Let's just get in the car and go. Bring a suitcase. Let them change in the car. All right, let's start with, there's a lady named Maitland Ward. Now, I did not know about Boy Meets World. I don't really know that show.
I don't either, by the way.
Yeah.
And I know who this girl lady is. You told us the story originally that she went into.
She's a porn star.
Mm-hmm.
So she is a, she's a chick who over 20 years ago, so this was like the late 90s. Let me see if I can find the exact date. She's a Disney chick. She was on Boy Meets World. It's a 90s TV show, and she was on it for the last few seasons. And it's so, but not into the 2000s. And then she did some other stuff. Like, I think she was on a soap opera for a minute, and she's a cute girl. I'm looking at pictures of her from back in the day. Well, she's on this show. She's a 90s kid and she's got short red hair and she's sassy.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah, there she, that's her on the right hand side. Right there. Oh. So she's cute. You know, cute girl, super fun. There's actually, if you, I think if you go upward, is there a picture? Oh, no, there it is. There she is. So there she's. She's just a, I don't know, what is she, 17, 18 years old maybe on the show.
Right there?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, oh, if you care to continue looking, there are some pictures of her as a full-on porn star. About, so now 20 years go by and this lady's not getting any work. Or not enough that she feels like she, you know, couldn't dip her toe into porn. So she decides, I'm going to be a porn star. And apparently she does solo stuff. Like, I guess maybe she started as a cam girl. But she's actually saying, like, I write full-on movies that have porn in them. And she's saying in this particular story out of the Post that she gets more respect for her porn career than she ever got for being a Disney star. Of course, she was a kid back in the day. And maybe people wouldn't say anything to your face. I don't know how you get more respect for that. Frankly, I think it's fine. If you are a porn star and you feel safe and happy and you're, and this is what you want to do and who you are, I think that's fine. I worry because I think that, I've said it a million times, like once you become someone on OnlyFans, now the race is on to get some followers and you got to do more and more and more. And it's so, and now this is always on you. It's always going to be a thing that someone's going to go, well, you're just a porn star, you're just a cam girl, you're just a, it limits your options.
Just over this weekend on Instagram, there was a picture of a lady in a bikini, and the bikini was like not well fitted to her in that the front was kind of like had no tightness to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of flimsy and almost hanging off her in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on this boat and she's rocking like this, but I'm like, whoa, I think I'm seeing things, like seeing something.
That,
you know, like
that flag is flapping
like
around.
Some nudity is all happening right on Instagram. What is this? And I'm going, all right, let me click on it. And it turns out it wasn't an accident and her lure worked on me.
Mm. Did you go to OnlyFans?
No, of course not. But she is an OnlyFans girl.
And
she no, it took me to her page, which then would take you to OnlyFans. So we've talked about how do people find out. That's how. They're on Instagram finding ways to get you to click on their page. And then this lady was like, I have a degree in engineering that I don't use. But I'm 36 and own two homes and have three, like, and I went, whoa, like
all the places are available.
Like, oh, this lady. And then I realize I'm looking at a porn star.
Mm.
Like that's what this girl does. She's doing her own thing on OnlyFans, but it's porn.
Yeah.
And the advertisements are on Instagram, everybody. I hadn't ever seen that.
Right. Or nothing that you had clicked directly on, because I see the Charlie Sheen daughter.
Oh, you do?
I see her things on there, and I'm sure there's a way to click right on over to it. You're not putting up half-naked stuff on Instagram if you're not. Well, she's doing that because she can't be fully naked, I guess, on there.
Right.
And then if you want the full Monty, you click on over and subscribe.
So if I want to investigate this story, Vin, what was her name again?
It was, I shouldn't say it on the air, but I will tell you. No, I'll tell you because you should look her up. I was really like shocked at how it's her business and she's not ashamed.
Yes. Well, and look, you should be able to do whatever you want and not be ashamed. And it shouldn't limit your choices going forward. I'm saying the reality is that once you have done that, it is not something you can ever walk. Oh, we're sharing the name of the thing now. But you can never walk it back. It's always going to be a thing that people will be able to pin on you, and future employers will see it, and future boyfriends or people in your life, you know, the parents of your future boy or whatever. People do judge. And I think it's, you know, something to carefully consider if you're going to go into sex work.
Yeah. My point in sharing this lady was that she was not only by all appearances doing very well with it, not at all ashamed, and running it like a business.
Right.
And so I think there are people who may not be equipped to run a business.
Right.
And they're going to do, you know, this one shot, this one time, it's out there, and then they never turn a dollar by it.
Right. And it's out
there. That's the burn, right.
I know. And I do feel like there's probably plenty of people who are like, I'm hot, I'm gonna do that. And then they start off at some point, and people become more and more aggressive in what they're asking for, and nobody's gonna, you know, if you have 150 subscribers at $5.99 a month, you have zero. Like, that is not enough. You're not getting a mansion. You're not getting a second home. Like, that's what you're doing is you've got 150 potential problems in your life. I mean, it's not like you can hire security with your $600 a month you're making. Like, it's not.
No.
It's just not enough.
But Maitland Ward,
and you
back traded, to her.
That's it. That's,
how's she doing?
She says she gets more respect as a porn star than she ever did as a Disney star. It's quite a lengthy article. She's a cute girl. She's very attractive. She's got long red hair now. I mean, I'm going to guess, let's see. She was on Bold and the Beautiful. She played Jessica Forrester in the Bold and the Beautiful from 94 to 96. Then in the late 90s, she was in Boy Meets World. And then, it looks like around 2019, she said, F it. I can't get any work. I'm going to be a porn star. She says, I'm creating full-length movies and doing things like making projects I feel really passionate about. I work with a female director who's been amazing. I think people are always surprised by that. The two women are creating these long, erotic, pornographic art pieces, and I think that's really special.
If I were talking to her, my question would be, do you actually enjoy the work, or is this just a means to an end? Like, are you just using this to make some cash, or...
Well, it sounds like she's doing it. Here's another quote. Just to be naked by myself and confident in my body and myself. I would never have been able to do that before. She struggled with body image, and everybody in Hollywood, right? Porn has really given that to me, that empowerment, to be able to stand in my own skin, to be able to create projects I want to create and be proud of, to go against the mold and do something other people haven't done or have been too scared to do, to have the courage and confidence to do that. When you succeed at it, it's like you feel so much more confident because you've done something like no one else has done in your own way, I guess she's saying.
All right.
And she says she feels the most comfortable she's ever felt on a set, on the set of porns.
What?
She says, I feel like there's really a lot of conversation. Nobody is shy to have the conversation or back away from it. She put out a memoir as well in 2022 when she was only 3 or so years in. She said, it's called Rated X, How Porn Liberated Me from Hollywood. So it's in
Do you have her net worth? What is this lady worth?
Let's look her up. This, by the way, this article is in the New York Post. Maitland Ward.
The early days of that business, porn, were all here. All the vintage films that I will occasionally take a look at are all filmed in San Francisco, and all of the long shots have the bridge in them.
Don't look it up. I want you to guess how much.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
You already got it?
I have it, yeah.
Okay. What is Maitland Ward... Former actress.
Disney star, right now. Porn star for the last 6 years.
Okay. What is she worth?
Mm-hmm.
$3 million.
I'll say $2 million.
$4 million.
Okay.
So, Vinny, you get the point for that one. Let me jot it down on your page over here. Make sure you get credit for that.
I hope she likes the work.
Yeah. And she's, you know what? I
Can you
actually,
imagine doing that if you were
age.
Like... When they all cut and you're just like, get off of me. You know what I mean? Like, you just hate it. Like, ah.
She's almost 50.
Wow.
So she was in the late 90s. She was already in her 20s. She was born in 77, 48 years old. Good for her. She looks, I I would have said she was in her late 30s. She looks really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, where does the time go? Maitland Ward, we're talking about. Former Disney star, now porn star. What's coming up in the news, Vince?
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864-SEASONS.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
St. Patrick's Day and bathroom divorces after these.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Bop, 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 poker face. Bop, bop, poker face. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Oops. Choked on my poker face. Listen to our show live every day and get our full show podcast. It's all happening on the free Odyssey app.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation is driving change for our Bay Area community. When local nonprofit partners need vehicles like golf carts and or maintenance trucks, Fremont Bank Foundation steps up. Learn more at fremontbank.com. Well, it's a big week, everyone. We begin with St. Patty's Day.
Oh.
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, have a lovely St. Patty's Day.
Hopefully you remember to wear your green and...
and it doesn't look kind of blue-gray.
More importantly, hopefully you can just be. Mm-hmm. green of any shade without someone hacking on you about it.
By the way,
good luck with that.
The overwhelming majority of the comments say you are wearing green.
Yeah.
Although it might be a little more teal, but it's still all.
It's not in my
face. It is in your face. No, so in your face.
Because you know what it is? It's the ass kissing that's happening here. It's nice that people are trying to bolster you, and I hope you feel good about it.
I just like that Vince still does the facial, like,
yeah, in your face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it doesn't.
It is.
It's whatever you say it is, dear.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your
but
face.
But it isn't green.
Okay. She's fighting all of you now, everyone.
Yep, I am.
There's no
you know it's
give
the
up
truth.
In her. Ever.
It's one of my superpowers, Vin. There is no give up.
Anyway, happy St. Patrick's Day, y'all.
Thank you.
Let's see here. So I don't know if anyone is still, gets up and is going to drink all day.
There are definitely people who are going to do that. Any excuse. Those people, the any excuse people. They're everywhere.
There's all kinds of different ways to celebrate, though. Green beer is popular on St. Patty's Day.
Mm. The Shamrock Shake, I assume, is available at the McDonald's at this point.
Lots of green drinks they talk about here. Green mimosas are big in Nebraska and West Virginia.
Oh.
Green Jello shots are huge in Georgia, Virginia, Kentucky. Mm. Irish margaritas in Texas. That's just green, right?
I don't know. Weird. I don't know what, I mean, a couple drops of green food coloring?
Some potatoes.
You see what they do to that river in Chicago.
It does
look spectacular. Yeah. I feel like, any minute now they're going to go.
Oh, that dye is killing all the fish.
You've been pouring what into your river?
It is funny how we find things out later and go, oh, yeah, we should have been doing that all those years.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-oh. That wasn't the right thing to do.
Green lemonade in Kansas, green smoothies in South Dakota, shamrock shakes in Illinois. Anyway, the country is celebrating all different kind of ways, but it is, in fact, St. Patrick's today. In fact, green spaghetti.
Oh, green spaghetti.
Pesto.
Oh.
Which is also green. Yeah. Pea soup. Green eggs.
That's not bad. We're going to have corned beef and cabbage tonight. I'm excited.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
You love it.
I do. John's, it's like just a traditional boiled dinner. It's basically boiled, all of it. Put it all in there. Boil it up. Serve it out. A little vinegar and mustard.
You can bring some leftovers in.
Oh, if there
you'd
are some.
Like that?
Yeah, and it's, now that I'm like, I live by myself. Like I used to, cook up this kind of stuff, but it's kind of pointless. I don't know.
Just for you.
Or just for me to get a whole corned beef and potatoes and carrots.
Well, you would have it for days. I mean, you don't have to put that much veg in there and then you'd have corned beef sandwiches forever.
I feel like he's lying right now and that he's just covering up the mistake he made last week when he said, we are doing this. And, I went, whoa, there's a we now.
That's what your brain thinks. Now. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like there's a we. But I get why you don't want to acknowledge it.
No, there is no we.
Mm-hmm.
Did you spend any time with anyone this
at
weekend?
All. I know for a fact he did, so we'll see
I
if
had
he
a
admits
friend,
it.
A friend visit.
Uh-huh. And, okay. But I rest my case.
A friend.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
It is not a royal we.
I rest my case.
It is the royal we.
It is not.
My bathroom divorce saved my marriage.
Okay,
my husband, this is funny. My husband is disgusting.
Oh, this is just never have to go into his space again.
This lady just lets him have it. And there's a picture of him and her standing there. Here, I'll show it to you. And I'm just like, oh, there he is, just trying to be a guy in love with a girl. And she's pointing at him going, your butt smells. He's going, oh, my butt smells. Oh, so much so that we had to get a bathroom divorce.
So you're saying that this isn't about he leaves his crap everywhere. Not his crap. His personal grooming effects
he
everywhere.
He leaves his crap in the toilet, but apparently the after smell is so
That's
strong.
That's what it is.
She's disgusted.
Yeah.
she said here, let's see here. There's a point where she does sort of say, you know, as you age.
Oh, there are maybe your medications make it a little stinkier.
Problems and changes and aging hasn't gone well for him. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, God, okay, maybe you do this, but do you have to make an article about it?
Well, it's not a bad idea to lay down some ground rules. Like when things start to get stinky, you say, well, there are two bathrooms in this house and you are not allowed to use this one any longer. Maybe you can only use it for number one, but you can't. You got to make your own space. I thought this was going to be like they're just too overall disgusting. But no, it's an older couple and they're, it's just the, you know, some people are super stinky and a bathroom should be a nice place to go and be by yourself for a few minutes.
They made it through married life into their 60s. Mm. And suddenly he's so stinky that she's got to redo everything and have a bathroom. And she says, all my neighbors lined up to see my new bathroom. Every time I tell a woman about my bathroom, she's like, oh my God, I need that.
Oh, because she got like a redo on a bathroom. She was like, you are not to use this bathroom.
She redid the bathroom.
It's really pretty, actually.
This is the next step after a sleep divorce. You get a bathroom divorce, apparently.
Yeah. Me and John got a sleep divorce a few years ago. Although I think when I retire, I'll probably move back into that room because our hours won't be all screwy.
Yeah, the hours thing is a problem.
It's just like, just want to sleep, you know?
This
I
lady
do all the other stuff elsewhere.
Pronounced her husband's bathroom habits disgusting.
Well, it's sort of mean that she's yelling about it, right?
He says, I don't think about the bathroom that much. The bathroom's not a huge part of my life. Mm. He's just feeling like I just go, you know, that's where you go. Mm-hmm. There's no other place to go.
That is the place. You wouldn't go out back to do that. What are you, a dog?
Anyway, for those of you out there, maybe this is the answer.
You only have one bathroom at your house, don't you, Maddie?
Yes.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just keep looking at me when you said stinky people. Mm. I'm not.
No, I wasn't looking at you for that reason, but you did just remind me that I've been in a room with you for hours on end.
You were in a bathroom with him for hours
no,
on end?
No, I used to sit in the studio in the olden days when Noni was on the show. And there were, not often, but a few times. He didn't make it out of the room before he...
You're lucky I'm not in there
freed
today.
The wild horses. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he the was antibiotics saying, are just, oh, not good.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She'd probably prop a chair up under
and
that
the,
door.
And the antibiotics
so no
are for
in.
The injured hip.
Yes, for one of my sutures.
Sutures. That's a really...
How are your sutures?
You want to see, fun man? Word. No, I don't.
I do. Let me see. How are your sutures doing? Is it...
Yeah.
It's a little... Oh, is that that's the gross one at the top there? That does look effing nasty. Close, put your pants back on.
Well, I saw it and wasn't trying to. How's that happen?
You're welcome.
Well.
He flashed me, everyone.
HR!
Yeah, HR. A four-year-old kid. This is a story from last week that I never got to, but I like it. A four-year-old kid called the cops on his mom because she ate his ice cream.
Oh, well.
Good for him.
You know.
All the
kid,
stuff
kid wants the ice cream.
You do for your kids. All the thankless extra every single day you do for your kids. And you just want some ice cream. And what do? They call the police on you. A mom in Wisconsin got a visit from the cops last week after her four-year-old son turned her in. Called the police and said she ate my ice cream.
I mean, the burning question is what flavor of ice cream are we talking about?
He called and told him, my mom's being bad. Come and get my mommy and put her in jail.
Oh, goodness. That's harsh. Well, that's a four-year-old.
His mom got on the phone a few seconds later and said, I ate his ice cream, so that's probably why he's calling. I'm sorry. They believed her, but they had to do a welfare check because that's what they do. When they showed up, he tried to get her in trouble again. He claimed she hit him.
What?
Oh.
Then he admitted, I'm just angry she ate my ice cream. Mm. That is...
Don't...
That is never, some stuff.
Oh, boy. That is not something to joke about, children.
The mom had a sense of humor about it and just laughed. What could she do? Hit him?
I'm going to choke you out.
One step too far, little one.
Back downstairs to the dungeon.
No ice cream for you.
Hey, what kind of ice cream, though, does it say?
I think that's really important. It doesn't say. What would you like it to be? Chocolate chip?
Yeah.
Okay, it's chocolate chip.
All right. It's worth it.
Of course, it turned out it wasn't even his ice cream to begin with. It was hers because everything in that house is hers.
Yeah.
She's the mom.
Mm-hmm. This is funny when your kids yell like, that's my thing. Is it, though, technically? Is it yours?
They say here, he also didn't even dial 911. He had Siri call.
Oh. Oh. What did he say? Just like call emergency services?
I guess.
Hmm.
The police went back the next day and brought him some ice cream. So they,
okay, is she a single mom? Is there a cute cop involved? Is this going to end in a meet cute where this little boy is going to be a cop someday because his dad, his stepdad.
They gave him ice cream after that. That's just reinforcing bad behavior.
Terrible. I know. It's like a reward for calling 911.
Well, you don't know what to do. Yeah, my kids last night, they were making so much noise at 9 o'clock that I finally got up and said, girls, and I went back to bed. They continue to make noise. They're laughing. They're partying. Oh, I go out there and I go and I fling my door open. And there's the 6-year-old. I'm like, how old is that kid? Naked. Oh. They're laughing. And they're like, yeah, they're not dressed. They're just doing whatever they do. I'm like, I'm not kidding. I'm trying to go to sleep. Knock it off.
Mm.
I go back to my room.
Mm-mm. And it stopped.
No.
Oh, they did it again.
And I swear to God, I was like, I just screamed at them.
Mm.
But then I was like, I'm not sleeping now. Because I just I got all completely fired up to yell at them. Kids. There's no winning that.
Oh, no.
And so this morning I'm like, I should wake them up.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I should freaking go in there.
Except that then your poor sick wife is the one who will have to deal with that.
Right. So there I was going, what they need is to be woken up and then just walk off. Oh, it would have felt so good. But I didn't do it. Did I?
No.
No.
Plus, kids can sleep through anything. Those little brats,
Jumping
on the bed.
But there's ways. But I'm just, I didn't want to and I didn't. And I'm sure later it would have been like, you woke up, little kids.
Mm. Just to show them. Just show them. I'm going to show them.
Yeah.
Well, I thought of it, but I didn't do it.
No, they're not great moments, but when you're so tired and your kids just will not shut up, like our hours are so stupid. Like most parents get to stay up later than their kids.
Yeah, true.
Not us.
Well, you'd think after the first, like, hey, you guys, I'm trying to sleep. Right.
Go somewhere, close the door, keep it down. Be considerate.
It's 9 at night. Help me out.
Remember that. Just, you are so inconsiderate. Ah! And then, of course, I'm laying in bed with my heart pounding.
Yeah, that's what happens. So you didn't win, you lost. Now you're all amped
up. Well, I already lost. I mean, I had kids, so I automatically lost. I lost. I didn't want kids. John wanted kids. I lost.
That's fun.
But I do like them now.
Well, sure. Now that they live on the other side of the country.
Yeah, now that they don't live in my house anymore, they're so awesome. It's just so fun to get a check-in.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, 1,000% separate bathrooms help your marriage.
Mm.
You know what I got this morning? I don't even want to share this with you because I really don't know that I should, but...
Yeah, you probably should.
The running joke among... Apparently... This is just what I heard. And I went, I don't want to know more. Alicia spied me in the bathroom while I was trying to go to the bathroom and I didn't
with
know
the
that
door
she was
open.
There.
Sure.
I didn't know she was
in
there.
The morning.
And it was someone
door
it was
wide
four,
open,
but it was early.
Just,
it was going surfing. It was a work
taking care
not
of business.
A work day, but there. She's telling my wife and her friends, he's a very petite pooper. I didn't even notice that there was any poop happening. I didn't hear it. I didn't smell it.
Alicia was over this weekend.
No, they were together like last week.
I see. Okay.
But then she goes, oh, Alicia said you're a petite. And I went, so you're still talking about this. I'm still talking about
this
it.
This has become Hassan family lore.
What the?
I mean, obviously.
Old PP, petite pooper.
Yeah.
What is that?
That's your name.
I don't even know what
petite
that
is. Poop. A petit poopy.
Oh, little drop.
Oh, little droplet. It's like a near poo-poo.
I have to ask, where was Christina when all this noise was happening? Watching TV downstairs, yeah. I'm sure.
Well, she's also been sick.
I'd kill my husband if he let my kids wake me up continuously when I'm trying to sleep after working nights. Yeah, there's no winning that.
No. But it is true. It is the other parent's responsibility. And John! Get up here! That's who would be in trouble.
Kids. John would?
Yeah, you can't blame kids. I mean, you can, but... Get you nowhere. You're going to find some responsible adults.
Well, that's why, I was truly outside. I was outside their door like some kind of stalker going, I'm going to wake those little rats up right now.
Just should've.
Shake them in their bed real good and then be like, bye.
Just take a Bluetooth speaker, roll it in there and flick the lights on and run for it.
Bye.
Play Testament.
Oh.
Top volume.
Oh. My wife and I have a half bath that is designated our poop bathroom.
Oh, you
happy
both
St. use Patty's
it.
Day, Danny Alamo app.
Oh, Danny boy.
Danny, yeah, it doesn't sound like you're as disgusting as the guy in the story. Yeah. She repeatedly calls him disgusting.
Right. Well, sometimes things get disgusting.
415 says, in the bathroom with Maddie for hours on end. I smell a new bit.
Who can last the longest, that kind of thing?
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, all right.
You can forget it.
Well, I mean, I don't think our mic cords reach all the way to the bathroom. We do have a show to do, but great idea. Maddie loves this. Maddie just loves it.
415 says, we're inconsiderate. How about bringing lesbians back from the deuce to do it in my bed from Berkeley in Manhattan?
Hilarious. By my bed, you mean... the bed that I own in my house.
Oh, that happened?
No, it didn't. Not exactly like that, but very close.
They weren't from the deuce. That's the only thing they got wrong. But yeah, some lesbians came
back. And they
back
weren't doing it in his bedroom. They were in a room adjacent to it, making a lot of noise. And I wasn't, it was not an awesome
night. Is one of those, I love these stories too, when Sarah's like, you know, had some, and then it's time to leave, but she's like, hey everyone,
oh, wow.
And then in the drive between one place and the other, you know
she
what
falls
happens?
Asleep.
You get like, oh, what are we? Wait, we're still going to, what? We're still partying? Everyone showed up.
Yeah.
Come on in, everyone.
I know. At this point, it was like midnight. Oh, boy. This is not.
What have I
done? What have I done again? Is it time?
It's time for you to tell me stuff, right. Yes.
Coming up, Gene Hackman's death. Let the will squabbling begin.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.